What is up, peeps? It's Corey Vincent here, and you are listening to a brand spanking new episode of the Video Game Bang Podcast. We have a very great show for you today. It is going back retro style with a very special guest, Jada. Elegant Jada joins us back again for the first time in quite a while. Too long, as a matter of fact. Aaron Carter is, of course, on the show. He has never missed one show. David Webb joins us on the show. We're talking about a lot of topics. We're talking about a little... Gamergate is rearing its ugly head again. So we're talking about women game developers. Some comments came about, and there's some internet roughage going on. We're also going to talk about cosplay and not sending your nudies to creepos. Apparently there's a pandemic of creepy photographers trying to get nude photos from cosplayers who are young and maybe not knowing what's going on. So we're going to talk about that. It's live, too, so the chat is alive and kicking in the stream. If you want to hang out with us, twitch.tv/videogame_bang. We do this show live on Wednesday nights and Saturday nights. It's a whole lot of fun. You don't want to miss it. That's how you get your voice heard. That's how we get to know you. You can join us. I don't know. That's it. All right. Sit back, relax, enjoy this week's Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real. I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the right.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and yep, you guessed it. You are listening to the Video Game Bang live on Twitch for NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? And also, our sponsor, Corsair Gaming, come sail away.
Wait, we're live?
We are live.
On Twitch?
On Twitch.
Hi!
Come sail away.
That's what these cameras are for.
That's a familiar voice.
What the hell are all these cameras doing?
Well, I saw the cameras, but I didn't know we were actually... I thought this was just doing a podcast.
It is. See, this is different. We started streaming the Wednesday shows just for the hell of it.
Woo!
We figured we got cameras. Let's just stream it. We don't typically interact with chat as much as we do normally on a Saturday show. So feel free to completely ignore them. They are flies on the wall. We value them as people, but as far as the show goes, they're ghosts.
Okay.
Are they NPCs?
They're NPCs in this video game.
And we don't want their quests.
Nope. Your quests are no good to us. You heard that familiar voice. We haven't had her on the show in a very long time. A founding original VGB member joins us back on the show. Jada, welcome back.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
It's been a long-ass time.
Oh, my goodness. So long.
Life changes is going on. You got a new job. You're like driving all the way across California to get here.
Yep, you know it. Gotta travel far and wide to get to VGB.
And we appreciate it. We have a lot to cover with you because you've been through a lot of events since last time we were here.
You've been through hell and back.
Yeah.
I have been through hell
and
back.
That hell of GameStop Con.
Oh, yep. Wow, that's right. Yeah.
I did
the GameStop Con. I did...
Wow.
Another one. Yeah. That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot.
The Exceed event.
Slow down.
The Exceed event.
I did I had an Exceed event tonight that I went to.
Exceeds. What are we talking about?
Exceed, the Japanese game company.
Technically, last time Jade was on the program, she was not coherent. And we'll get to that in a minute. Let's get the Golden Voice Gangster, the Grant High Senpai.
I don't know why you said that first one, because that's definitely not true.
Aaron Carter, welcome back.
What's up, everybody?
Why don't you just miss a show sometime?
Why don't I miss a show? Because then they would miss me.
You've been here every single time. Take
every
a break, bro.
Every single one. I'll break when I'm dead. Break.
That's the attitude.
No rest for the wicked. And then rounding out this show, the robust, the...
The robust. That's what you go with? He's not like a chicken or something. Like
he's very cantankerous. That
No.
Is there a thesaurus opened up on his monitor?
That's the real David Webb, ladies and gentlemen.
What's going on, everybody?
Now,
did you know?
Oh, what?
Damn! All right.
Today is actually a very special day for
it's
VGB
National Dessert Day.
I do know exactly what you're talking about.
It told you on your time hop.
Yep,
because it told me on my time hop.
2 years ago to this very day is when we first officially, mm-hmm. What did we do? We signed up with Nerd Reactor.
Yeah. It, my time hop came up today and was like, hey, you got something 2 years ago. And I was like, nothing important happened 2 years ago.
Are you sure that date's right?
It's absolutely right.
Time hop doesn't lie.
It's well, official, people.
Well, because Nerd Reactor just gave me, I got my time hop the other day for being 1 year with Nerd Reactor. And that was like 2 or 3 days ago. But I could have sworn.
2 years for us.
Oh, 2 years. Okay, yeah, that makes
sense.
Yeah,
2 years.
Okay, that makes sense.
Read the post, Aaron.
It says, it's official, people. Video Game Bang now rolls with NerdReactor.com. You can catch the show there soon. Soon. More info will come. Great things in the works, everybody.
Yeah, and it's been a wild ride. I can't believe it's been 2 years already. It's fast.
I know. That's ridiculous. Like, well, it doesn't seem like 2 years. Like,
but, I mean,
it seems like yesterday.
Look at how we've expanded yesterday. And grown. Like,
yeah.
We went from sitting on a couch with microphones that we were knocking
can
over.
Can you call that a couch?
Right.
It was a love seat.
On a piece of metal with
leather. A lot of love was had
it.
On that seat.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right about that.
And now look at us. We got our own studio, custom-built rig, everything, full setup.
Oh, you missed the party, too. This is your first time in here.
I missed the party because I was working. So
what do you think?
I love it. Like, I'm excited to be here. I can't wait to put my name on the wall. I got to practice writing.
I haven't done that yet.
This is Jada's first time in the studio.
Second time. I came because remember we did the videos? Yeah. We did the
videos. That's right.
So, but this is my first time on the show. I haven't put my name on the wall.
Well, you got to be on the show to put your name on the board.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So,
it's an asterisk. All right.
I'm trying to look and see if there's anybody that hasn't. Okay, no, I guess we're good.
Yeah, we're good. A lot has happened for you, Jada. How was GameStop Con? You actually schmoozed and wheeled and dealed like
an insane
person.
Yeah. So, I mean, I went to the GameStop Expo actually 2 days, which is awesome. I went and snuck in with the managers and got to hang out with a bunch of old coworkers. Got to try out a bunch of things, meet a bunch of celebrities, take pictures with a bunch of like the Final Fantasy heads. Who else was there? There was a bunch of people for WB.
Pokemon was definitely there.
Their trading card booth.
I don't know what you did to the Pokemon representatives.
Wow.
I won't ask. I don't even care. You know, it's your business. But you came with a sack. Like a Santa Claus sack full of
cards,
Pokemon goodies.
And stuffed animals, like everything. Like it was a smorgasbord.
The Pikachu ones.
The Pikachus.
I think those were like top-notch stuff.
I'm just sad I didn't get the last one. There was one more that I didn't get and I wanted to get. So I missed out on it. Good lord, don't get too greedy.
You had everything from that thing. It was pretty damn amazing.
Yeah, so I had it was a good time. I'd spent a lot of time. I had to check in that booth like every 30 minutes, literally,
to
get
like
all that
a competition
stuff.
There was
was like a drawing, and you put your name. I got three drawings each day, and so every 30 minutes they did a drawing. So I had to be back.
Wow.
I had to run back to that booth every 30 minutes on the minute to get back and listen for my name.
Just like a Pokemon trainer.
I was sitting there talking with the people and helping them out. So they were there. That's why they also gave me a bunch of extra stuff for the review and the video and all that other things like that.
Would have been cool if they brought the Pokemon Go there, like a little
demo
peek. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's ready. I don't think we're that close to Pokemon Go. That's not live to what, next year?
It's next year sometime.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So.
It's January 1st, 2016.
Yeah.
January 1st.
Sure.
Tentative date. Don't let that fool you.
Fool you, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got to remember, I'm the Pokemon master of the VGB, so.
Look. You?
Whoa.
You might have to fight somebody for that
one. Who am I competing with?
Larissa.
Oh. Yeah.
She says she's Team Rocket, right?
She believes...
I'm the league champion.
I don't know what is up with the VGB and the women associated with it just being insane, because Larissa legitimately thinks she's a part of Team Rocket.
She has her hair purple and everything.
Madison.
Have you disproved?
Madison thinks she's a robot.
Have you disproved?
Jada, what is your deal?
I'm the league champion.
Have you disproved?
Huh?
And have you disproved? See, that's three disproves that you have to do before you can say.
How would you disprove a robot? Just throw water on her?
Yep.
See if she, like,
if she malfunctions. Short circuits. You know what? I will say one thing, though, for Madison, on Madison's behalf, is if we get the option for cybernetic enhancements, I'm going for it. Mm. Upgrade my legs so I can run faster, jump higher.
I think I got to stay 100%.
Yeah?
I think
you're
going to
keep it 100?
Stay organic?
Unless it's, like, a life-threatening thing where I need it. Then yeah, but if it was just like, oh, you have the option here to have bionic arms, like nah.
I just want USB ports so I can charge my devices on the go.
Good lord.
Why not?
I And we might be closer than you think, everybody.
Oh, I believe it. We already got like jewelry that you can run through your like bloodstream. Have
Which
you seen
is just
that?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
it's
crazy.
So freaking
you haven't
ridiculous.
Seen that? There's
no.
like there's like a it's like a implant or whatnot jewelry. It goes in your arm and like the bloodstream goes through it and it like moves the jewelry or whatnot.
So it would just randomly move through your arm?
It's just when the blood's flowing, yeah. Like well no, the device is right there, but it moves with the blood flow.
Oh.
It's really cool.
I like the prosthetic.
I wouldn't do it.
The prosthetic limbs that they're doing at least for the kids.
What, oh
the
yeah,
Marvel
like Disney
stuff,
Marvel.
Yeah,
yeah,
I like that. That's yeah. that's pretty cool.
Well,
that's
and they're being 3D printed too.
I know, and yeah,
that's
the
where
3D,
we need to be
yeah.
focused. And the 3D printing is getting bigger, bigger and bigger.
You're about to have everything.
That's what
in your
we need next.
Speaking of bigger and bigger, we have a show to go on with.
Segway.
So if you guys want to hang out with us more and get to know VGB, a good way to do that is because we stream every weekday on Twitch now. We start on Mondays, and that is with Webb. David Webb, and he, I understand you're going to start maybe a MOBA Monday deal.
Yeah.
That could be fun. So
it could be.
I mean,
if it is or not, I can't guarantee. But it has
be.
Potential.
I'll be there to help guide you in.
So if Jade is there, it'll be fun.
Hopefully, Jade will be there, so it's not a total disaster.
Yep.
You can then
two
catch.
I'm not even offended by that.
Two is always better than one.
Do we have to do something that rhymes in alliteration? Like you're doing MOBA Monday. I'm
so
doing.
You gotta do like Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. Yeah. So I stream and eat tacos at the same time.
Dress as Deadpool.
I can do that.
I thought you were just gonna play Mexican games.
I might. Nah,
play
ball
some
in
Juarez.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That game was terrible.
Call Steven. He can help you out with
That's
that.
Terrible.
I'm looking forward to with what Aaron comes up with. I'm sure you'll come up with something soon. It'll be fun.
Teammate Tuesdays.
I do play a lot of multiplayer games.
Yeah.
There you go.
I do play a lot of
multiplayer. Wednesday,
that one's free.
We have this show. You're watching it right now.
Right now. This
there
is
you go.
Wednesday show.
Enjoy it. And then Thursdays is Fight Quest with Corey Vincent. And tomorrow is going to be a treat because I'm going to be doing a endless sparring session, which will probably last about an hour or two. And that will be with Roger Howard from Ultra Arcade down in Texas and Jay Gist from Capital Fight District in Sacramento. So we're going to let those two go head-to-head. They're going to impart some wisdom. I don't know how it gets. Like, I hope they can stay civil.
Why wouldn't they stay civil?
I don't know. I mean, it's a fighting game.
I'll show up and talk some mess.
Would they say anything worse than what has been said on the show before?
I don't know. They've both been on the show. They've both been on the show. They're both friends of the show for a long, long time. They're both great, but I've never had them together before.
I think they'll be fine.
Do you have to call them sensei?
I believe
you?
That's part of the rules.
Yeah. Call them both senpai.
Senpai.
Apparently, I learned nothing so far because we did get some sparring rounds in before the show today.
Terrible.
And I pretty much lost every single round.
Did you win one?
No,
he
beat me with Gen when I.
Oh,
when
you switched to Gen, but come on.
I mean,
you picked
Gen.
Yeah.
I just like how he has two.
How he just like.
Yeah, that's the reason why. Yeah.
Crane and whatever his
like
other
Mantis.
Style. Mantis. Yeah.
I like the two.
You're Crane.
It was. It's fun though. I'm having a lot of fun with that game.
Really?
Yeah.
With Street Fighter?
Yeah.
With even with the losses?
Oh, yeah. Wins or losses, I'm just really enjoying it.
Well, that's good. It's a good sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a good sport.
And I just know, like, in the back of my head, I'm going to smash you guys very soon.
And once
that point happens, it's going to be good.
If tonight was an indication of the future, I'm just round robin to everybody. So.
You know what?
Do you feel that you're going to get to a point where it's like, it's a no contest. Like, you know somebody's going to get on sticks, and you just know you're going to beat them.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's confidence.
Yeah, that's confidence.
That's definitely confidence.
See, because I'm good, but I know I'm pretty close to my plateau.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Wow.
Damn.
At least I could tell.
Hey, I'm near my top of my plateau.
Yeah. I was watching, you know what, and I believe it's like, what really hit me is when I was watching the Southern Cal, the SoCal regionals, they were talking about an American player who actually moved to Japan for like 2 months.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm. To play with the Japanese players and learn their styles.
Was he going like in arcades or stuff like that? Is that what he's doing?
I don't know what the hell he did. But I know like I'm a huge fan of mixed martial arts, and they do the same thing. Like if they want to learn Thai boxing, they'll go to Thailand and actually train Muay Thai. And then they'll come back. Like,
yeah.
Well, that's what I'm going to do on Mondays, is I'm going to go to Korea and learn the Legends.
Yeah.
And
you're
going to
get
come
just
back.
Smashed and then not learn anything. Come back. And
the Koreans are not where you want to start.
Are they the one?
Your first, they are like the best.
Exactly.
That's not where you want to start.
You got to learn from the best.
You don't want to start there.
I believe he's kind of right. Like, I believe that, I mean, the Corey you played against today in Street Fighter has not that much experience. I don't play enough. I play maybe twice a week, and then one of them is streaming, so it's kind of a different experience. But the time I do play, it's like hardcore training. I'm not playing for fun necessarily. Wow. I am in there to train from and learn strategies from the best.
You hear that, guys? Corey Vincent, video games aren't fun anymore.
No, these aren't for fun. These are for money, for winning money.
Have you ever trained in any game?
Actually, like trained like to trained, be good.
Trained, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which game?
What's the game?
Halo 2.
Halo, I bet.
I did it in Halo 1. I used to sit there and like hang them high and just throw sticky grenades through the whole map until I could hit every spot on the map so I could always hit somebody with a sticky.
Web?
No, actually. That concept never really...
In Halo 2,
really thought of it.
We would just start like customs and we would go in there and we'd stand in a circle and work on a trick called BXRs. You'd hit B... X and then reload, mm-hmm. and it would do this like if you aimed at their head using a battle rifle, you would shoot and like punch glitch at the same time get a one shot kill every time.
Wow!
You could beat mm-hmm. anybody with any combo. Just run up BXR. It was like the equivalent of assassinating someone.
That's why
but from
sat
the front.
Back with sniper rifles in 2.
I take that back. I did train. I trained Super Smash Brothers.
The original?
No, on
3DS.
Oh,
you're talking about the 3. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. The only game I. The original Super Smash Brothers, I would always Captain Falcon and then 4 other most difficult Captain Falcons and just play against them all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah,
I see.
And that was just 64s before internet. I couldn't play online or anything mm-hmm. like that. And then No Mercy.
I did it with Melee as well, I remember now. That Event 51 or whatnot.
Yeah.
I cleared that with every character.
You train, that's a very good way to train, yeah.
Every character clearing. That was so ridiculously hard. That was like weeks of my life in high school gone. Weeks.
Yeah, I think like there might be a difference. I don't know. This feels different because I've done like Aaron, and like I've really studied a game and I really tried to master it by myself. But I feel like once you start seeking outsiders to train with,
no, yeah, it's a different ball game.
Yeah, it's
yes.
a whole different ball game.
Because like I said, I played that Smash Brothers and I put everybody. I would always play on hard, and then my friends that we played around that I played around with all the time. I would beat them, you know, but when I took it to school, I remember one time I took the 64 to school, and there was this guy who played with Mario, and I was like, oh, I put Mario down all the time. And he just started busting out combos, and I was like,
who plays
what?
Mario?
What the hell is Mario
that
doing?
That guy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's a different ball game. I mean, yeah. I eventually beat him, but, like, because they had Captain Falcon back then. Stats were, like, just
ridiculous.
He was just unstoppable. But, yeah, playing online, playing against different people. Definitely best ways to train because a computer can only do so much, you know, unless it's like a first person shooter where they just cheat mm-hmm. and they auto aim at
see
you.
Through the walls.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect radar
exactly.
all the time.
Yeah, no, that's the only, I guess, game genre that you can't really have the computer at the max because then it's just so fake. You can't mm-hmm. do anything like that.
I'm, oh gosh, son of a bitch! Damn it! Sorry, guys. Hate when this happens. It derails the show every damn time. I've had people recommend that we get rid of this this segment altogether, but you just can't.
I vetoed it.
Ashley Birch actually recommended we get rid of
it. Was it her? Yeah, it's been a few people, but we can't. I mean, if we got rid of that segment, we'd have to just end the podcast in general.
Wow.
We would have to.
Our staple.
That's a bold.
That's what keeps us together.
That's a bold move.
Listeners would turn on us. That's just the way it goes.
Would they?
So, yeah, they would. So, let's start with the real David Webb. I have a feeling I know what the answer is, but let's ask just for kicks. What have you been playing, David?
I've been playing Destiny.
Oh, whoa! Wow!
I know,
whoa,
it's a shocker,
whoa,
right?
Whoa.
Yeah.
But before you go, before you start, I found out the prices. With those stupid emotes.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to strangle somebody at work.
Yep.
When they got excited and was like, oh, I bought the Carlton right off the bat. $5.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to slap the hell out of somebody.
I hope I meet that person in a Crucible match so I can shoot him in the head.
I've almost haven't had a Crucible match that hasn't had somebody doing the Carlton.
It's like, yeah, that's exactly.
Bungie knew it, and it's Activision. I would say this is totally Activision that they were like, they're like, hey, let's monetize this. You know, it's Activision. It's money in the bag. Guitar Hero, yeah. Call of Duty.
Go ahead, Web.
Yeah.
This upsetting game.
It's so...
Can you only buy them?
Yes.
And
you can't
buy
even find Ingrams or anything?
No, you
no,
have to
you
spend
have to buy them. It's a special shop that's only
money.
For those.
How many would you say there are total?
There is, what is it, 4x3 grid, so 24.
That's it?
I
you can
say
buy
24
them,
different
You can
ones.
Buy them all, too, right, in one big bundle?
No.
I could have swore.
Oh, I didn't. Oh. Unless it's on, like, the Xbox store, but not in the game.
I think you can.
You can, and how much is that? Because they
I
told me that,
I don't
too.
Know. Because I even bother. $40. Because I'm not even going.
$40.
Yeah, but that's not just the
40?
Emotes, though.
I don't give a damn. That's another game, Web.
Exactly. That's the Taken King with the emotes. And like armor or something like that. That's why
see,
it's $40.
See,
it's not just emotes.
See, that's bull. Like if it came with all of those ones,
I could be wrong. Actually,
I don't think it comes. It can't come with the Taken King
Humble
for $40.
Bundle.
It must not.
Humble
yeah,
bundle.
Because like the Taken King is $40 by itself.
Humble bundle, $15.
Yeah,
70 games. Damn near 70 games.
Actually, mm-hmm. technically, that's the last game I played with Street Fighter.
Well, there you go.
Last night, so I'm gonna change my answer.
Well, we
Street
all played
Fighter.
Street Fighter
yeah.
today.
Yeah. Let's move on
that
to.
Pisses me off.
I got. I guess. With the version of Taken King that we have, Jada, I got mm-hmm. an emote.
Yeah, you got the because I bought the collector's edition. I was a
what,
I was a fool.
What emote? What did you get?
I have one I really like.
So each class, it comes with three special ones for buying them, one for each class. Mm-hmm. So Corey's a Titan, so you got the
Hammer Time.
Yeah, so his Titan literally breaks it down, does Hammer Time. It's actually really good.
We were playing it
stop.
On Monday too.
Hey,
and he goes,
yes. David, stop.
He's like, what?
Stop, David, stop. Hammer Time.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
starts dancing.
I
oh
turned around
goodness.
And I was like, "What?" And then he just starts dancing. You son of a bitch.
You get free cash, right? Because they said you get a free 400 or something like that.
Everybody gets the free 400 for the emotes. Yeah, yeah, after the patch went live today, but that wasn't in our collector's edition. And then I don't know what the rogue or the hunter gets for the one that we bought with the collector's edition. And then my warlock's got some weird dance as well. I don't even know what to call it. So
$5 for the premium type of. You know,
yes,
emotes, right?
For the legendaries, $5.
Does anybody remember horse armor?
Oh, yeah. Right. Elder Scrolls.
That's exactly what this
it's
is.
It's what it is.
100%.
It does nothing.
But it does
people
nothing.
People were pissed off with horse armor, but we're all right with this, huh?
No. A lot of people are not all right with this.
I'm just saying.
The thing with Destiny is if you're going to play it, you have to play it for the game and mm-hmm. not because you're a fan of Bungie or you're a fan of Activision. You're playing it because you like the game itself.
But
you can hate the company.
But the company is what's selling the game.
Right. But if I've already purchased it, they're not getting any more money from me
yeah.
from me playing it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why I'm okay playing it.
When they come out with the Taken King 2.
Electric Boogaloo?
And you know they are because it's a 10-year life cycle.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah.
they're going to come out with another extension.
Yeah.
Gonna, another expansion. That's what's going to keep
you
happening.
You will buy this, correct?
Well, yeah. It's supposed to.
It depends. It depends. If they did it, if they did it as well as they did Taken King, then yeah, I'll buy it. If it's another... House
year.
Of Wolves or
Den of Evil,
whoever.
Or whatever.
Yeah, then no, I'm not buying that shit.
Yeah, Dark Below. That's
Dark Below.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
So if it's another speaker box, Love Below.
Speaking of the Dark Below, Aaron Carter, what you been playing?
Nothing but Smite.
You know what? I joined you yesterday.
Yes, you did.
Against my better judgment.
Against your good.
And it was actually very fun.
I'm telling you. That game, and we only play one game mode. We don't even mm-hmm. do the traditional, what they do in tournaments, which mm-hmm. is the three lanes. We play Arena, where it just gets crazy. There is no real meta.
Is it just literally fight and kill each other?
It's fight. I mean, there's a strategy. There's definitely a strategy.
But I mean, like, the objective of the game is just to rack up the most kills?
Rack up the most kills and get your minions into the other person's portal.
Okay.
And terrible.
So what, you have to get like 100 minions in or whatnot?
No.
It's like 400 or something like that.
No, you start at 500.
And every time one gets in, it drops down. Like
and then if you get a kill, if you die, or if you get a kill, you get like a five or 10 points. Or you get points for killing the other people.
You know, that sounds like League of Legends Dominion. It's almost, except...
It could be.
It's pretty darn close. I mean, the only difference is Dominion and League of Legends, it's like 5 capture points. It's more like control.
Oh, yeah, no, there's
type
no
thing.
Control on
this. I'm so over comparing those two games, though.
I'm just saying.
They're in whole different realms.
They are, but
you can compare Heroes and League all day.
Yeah.
All day, every day. But Smite is so different.
It's I don't know. It's upsetting that none of the other modes get the shine. Like,
mm-hmm. like the main
quest, yeah, like that conquest.
Well, because it's trying to be what it's not. That's when it's trying to be League. Stop trying to be leaks, Mike.
I would love it to stop trying to be
leaks. Yeah, but no, that game mode is just, that's when you could start making the comparison.
When you see the, like, the people that do, like, videos and stuff online like that, it's all, like, it's basically just a different form of League whenever you see that. So mm-hmm. anybody that's fresh and new to Smite, they'd be looking at it like, oh, wow, this is just, you know,
yeah,
a different type of MOBA. Like, a different mm-hmm. type of
it's just another, game. It's just another, it's XYZ MOBA.
Exactly.
Right.
Because we were playing with Noel, and he was like, oh, my Q is down. I'm like, no, it's not your Q. Your Q literally does nothing.
Don't call it by its don't call it by its slave yeah. name.
Get your League slander yeah. out.
Get that crap out of here. And so, but it's fun. Here. We play Arena. We had a tight match, which came down to the freaking wire. Like literally came down to the wire. How many? We was like three left.
No, there was three. The final ended up being like 3-0.
Yeah,
we had three left, and they were beating us.
Yes,
and they came out. Like way overextended themselves for no reason.
No reason. They their confidence was up.
This is yesterday.
Yeah, their yeah. confidence was high. They were like, "Oh,
I think we all had that because I had a Destiny match where I like was doing a rumble and I was down like one kill and I slid shotgun killed a guy and time ran out and I won the match by like 25 points.
Those are the most satisfying.
Those
kills.
Are oh my goodness.
I love those.
Ah.
I don't know if we all intended on stopping, but we after that happened, we all said, "All right, we.
Oh no,
really,
yeah,
it's
you had
ending.
To.
You got to put an exclamation yeah, point on the night.
You had to because I mean, if I had played one more round and lost.
That would ruin the whole thing.
The
yeah.
And I've found myself playing. Normally, when I start to play Smite, I would play an ADC basically.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm into this tank. So hard. This Kefri. He's like this giant beetle.
Okay.
And he can grab people and then like pull them back. Not with like a blitzcrank thing where mm-hmm. he grabs and pulls, but he'll like. Rush them and then grab and then dung beetle him back. and then he because he's got that, which interrupts a lot of people. He's got a stun where he can just stun people in place. And then he's also got his ult is he can he'll put like a orb around somebody. And mm-hmm. if they die, they resurrect right where
that's
he's
pretty
at.
Slick, too.
Yeah, that's
it,
cool.
And it pisses people off so
yeah.
much.
Oh, I bet.
Be like, oh, we got somebody in a trap. And then all of a sudden they just disappear out of, you know, the whole event. And they're all across the level. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is awesome.
Jada, you have been streaming a little bit. I know you always stay active
goodness.
With your video
yeah.
games. What you been playing lately?
So a lot of Destiny. Been doing, like, the in-game raids and stuff. Those are freaking bananas this time around. Like, taking King's raids are way harder than Vault of Glass. Like, just, I know you have that reference for doing Vault of Glass or trying to. Then
what's the new raid?
What is it called? I can't remember what it's called.
There's three now? Is that what
the
it is?
The one I did, it was like we had to fight a war priest, we had to jump across like these flying ships that disappeared, we had to play relay race with these energy orbs, and then yeah, it was just there's and then we didn't even finish the raid. Like we got stuck because one of our players was really bad and just didn't understand directions.
Are people still cheesing the hell out of these raids?
What do you mean cheesing? Like
like every time I did a raid there was like ways to cheese the bosses off the
there,
ledge.
Not
like,
this one. There's no. Okay. There's not that I've seen yet so far.
Yeah, I don't want to
play. There. I know before the patch just went out, like the black spindle, like that sniper rifle or whatever, used to like just eat through bosses, but they nerfed the crap out of that this patch. So, but I've been playing a lot of that. I've been playing doing the Mortal Kombat ladder climb.
X?
Mm-hmm. Mortal Kombat 10. Doing that. Jet Force Gemini has been my most recent stream. I'm streaming that pretty much.
Game.
Oh yeah, it still looks like it looks like looked on the 64.
They didn't even update it with the HD.
It's smoothed. They smoothed
oh,
it out,
my
but
gosh.
Like it's not. It's not.
Did they fix any of the physics? Because I know like you can kind of like run and then slide a little. And
it's
everything.
Not as bad. The slide's not as bad okay. anymore, but it's still there. You can still see it.
Man.
I can't tell you how many times I've fallen off ledges. I'm just glad I have my jetpack now so I can fly back up.
Like back then, you had no other control method.
No.
You know, it was 64. Mm-hmm. You had that. But like, why not upgrade it now?
I don't know why. I completely forgot that you could custom slot your weapons to the D-pad.
Yes, yes,
I
yes.
just remembered like 3 days into wow. the stream. I'm like, oh, I can totally custom. Because I've been like cycling through all 30 weapons trying to find. I'm just like, this is not healthy. Like, really.
The new Destiny raid is called...
Hey! Thanks for the follow, Chief Greybush.
Wow. Wow.
King's Fall is the name of the raid.
King's Fall, yep. That's, yeah. Because that's
you go up against Oryx, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get that article? Not
everybody.
Us love? Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that on Kotaku. Not everybody loves the new Destiny raid, but I didn't get to read the full article on that one to see why... this person did or did not like.
I haven't read it. I saw it. I didn't read it.
It requires so much communication.
And that's probably why.
Yeah, there's people who are trying to get in with random people and doing it, and Randy's. It's just...
And they can't...
That's always been the case. Ever since the beginning. The first raid.
I've started making just friends on Destiny, so I have a couple... I have, like, two raid groups now.
Well, there's a great online resource that was, like, an app where you can go to the website and choose your level. You basically make a Craigslist post for your person.
Wow. Oh, LFG?
Destiny LFG. And you go there, and they'd say, we need one. We want someone in between this rank that has this ability. And you try and sell yourself, and then all of a sudden, bloop, 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 pop-ups. You just start getting invites, and you join them. And
that's terrible.
Sometimes the teams, you'd have, like, a super racist dude from the South.
Yeah.
And there, other times, you'd have people with, you know, from Australia or these really cool places. It was just always a mixed bag, so random. I did make a few friends through it, like Jada was saying, but mostly is a lot of racist high people.
Racist high people?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they get
and a lot of them are really picky. It's like if they're gonna go with you, you have to have this armor, you have to have this weapon, you have to.
That's too much. That's like real MMO. And I mean, it's supposed to be kind of mimicking that MMO feel, is what Destiny wants with those raids and stuff. Well, it's because that's kind of what they were selling it on. It's kind of that MMO-esque.
Meets FPS.
Yeah.
Meets
RPG.
RPG. It's a catch-all.
I found that I don't like... because I used to be like, oh, I love this game single player. I wanted MMO. Mm-hmm. I love this game, you know.
I hope you've broken that habit because they have.
It has, yeah. I broke that as soon as Elder Scrolls. Yeah. Because I'm like, no, they want to put MMO... gameplay into a game
that's not.
But it's just like Elder Scrolls, it was good. Okay, let me have a co-op partner or something like that, but don't give me MMO elements. I just wanted
want to have somebody else to share your journey.
I just want I just want the Elder Scroll game gameplay and all, you know, the same way you got it, but more people. That's it. Whenever you add MMO to it, you add the raids, you add the, you know, the grind, you add the, you know, all the just stuff that MMOs that you don't really want in the single player game.
You want the massive multiplayer, but without the online.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I want.
And that's one thing, too. And I know one of Corey's biggest complaints with Destiny is you could still only have three people in your fire team.
Yeah, that's not going to change. I don't see that changing, at least if they change it, it won't be to like year 4 or 5.
Why do you think that long? Why do you think they're stuck on three?
Three just kind of, it works for the dynamics for what they want and how they want the difficulty set up and everything. If you add more than three people, then they've got to start retooling the enemies and rebuffing those and changing all that stuff. And it makes it a lot more complex with the changes. You know, and I'm not like it's hard to do.
Is it a story-driven thing?
There's some of them a story.
It's not like, oh, because...
Not one time in that story does it like say, hey, there's three of you here.
Well, because
it's always just you, and it's like, oh, you have two friends that are also seeing the same thing.
They are, yeah.
Is it because there's only three classes?
I'm guessing it's because... That's what I'm saying. Stupid. Once they start adding new classes, they'll probably add to round it out more. But again, I don't think we'll even get a new class next year. I don't think year three.
So
that's
dumb.
That's the other thing.
The new guys, the new ability though.
The subclasses.
The new one for the Titan was pretty fun.
Right,
it's pretty satisfying.
So overpowered. Everybody
got new sub-abilities.
Everybody got new subclasses. Yeah. So that's
basically my ultimate now for the new one is I throw like 6 Thor's hammers and they make these big explosions.
It's like one hit kills in the Crucible.
One hit kill.
Again, multi PvP. They're like one hit kills. Even if they hit a wall like behind you.
That's the other thing I don't understand.
It feels
fun. The Crucible, everybody is just like not averaged out to where it's just a multiplayer type of thing. Where it's
all the guns and stuff, you take in your own gear, but it's all, they all do the same damage and stuff like The stats and stuff don't play and your level doesn't take an effect.
Right now
they have Iron Banner,
which where it puts everybody at 40 regardless of your light level. So, you know, if you're not 40, you can't join the Iron Banner, if I remember right. You have to be a max level.
But your light level matters. So if I go in with a light level of, like, say, 200, and so I'm going up against somebody with a light level of 280, my weapons are going to do less damage to him than his weapons are going to do to me.
And it's not a huge, though. It's not a huge amount. It's like 5, 10%.
But it can make a difference between winning and losing.
It can. That last little hit, you know, that person who lives with 1 HP, that Lucy just skitter by.
Yep.
Do you guys see this as going the full distance of 10 years?
I do see it going full 10 years.
If they keep it going with the level that they did with Taken King.
The creativity and everything.
The creativity, the additions, the upgrades, the changes, stuff like that. Then I can. If they start falling back on...
Standard Destiny or one. Yeah.
Then no. It's going
to
die out.
There's so much more stuff to do in Taken King. Like, I have a hard time getting everything done.
Yeah.
Like, in one day. Like, there's so many more bounties. Then there's the extra side quests you do. And then when I do manage to finish all that, I go to Crucible and I just do PvP for a while.
And
or
the quests don't repeat themselves, right?
No, the quests
don't
repeat.
Always new.
They're all completely unique.
Like, the bounties quests repeat themselves.
The bounties still repeat, and they think they fixed some of the bounties today.
We're
so
talking new quests as, like...
So, like, I am right now...
descriptions, or
like,
are you still going run here, shoot that?
No. No, so, like, mine, like, all mine I'm stuck on right now, I have to do raids, and I have to kill, like, one of my classes, it's the Sunsinger class, where I go on fire, it's Radiance, and I can, like, unlimited grenades and stuff like that. I have to kill 20 enemies in one time of using that. So I have to get a group of 20 enemies and do that in one quest. There's another one where I have to do it with my Void class, which is, like, an energy-based... and I have to generate 7 orbs 3 times. So I have to get, you know, giant groups. All right,
there's more show to get to. We're not
talking
about Destiny.
But yeah, there's it's a lot of unique stuff like they've added. So, sorry, I can, you know me, I ramble.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. No, it's not you. It's all of you guys screwing it up because we have better news
Corey
to talk about. There's more positive things in the world to talk about right now.
Destiny is awesome.
One of them being the amazing Capcom Humble Bundle.
Mm.
If you have not checked this out, Humble Bundle, they're doing the Lord's work, is what it is. That's what it is.
They're bringing
Humble
games.
They do good work.
It's brilliant. Mm-hmm. I love what they do. It's a pay what you want type of thing. It's like pay what you want for these games, but basically, if you pay $15 towards the Humble Bundle, you will get... let me look at the game.
It's a Capcom bundle right now, so it's like Ultra Street Fighter 4, Resident Evil,
Resident Evil 5 with the DLC.
With all the DLC,
all the DLC.
Devil May Cry is in there. Resident Evil Revelations, the first one, and then Episode 2.
The one on the boat.
It's the episodic one.
It was on the Wii U.
Oh, see, yeah, definitely played that one.
They did it on something else. What was that on before
was it
the Wii U?
Multiplayer on the Wii U.
Yes.
Okay.
Strider, that remake by Double Helix.
That was a good one.
Was it 3? It was 3DS. Yeah, it was the Revelations on the 3DS.
Oh,
you remember that one?
I do remember that one.
Yeah.
Okay, that might be good.
Lost Planet 3 and Bionic Commando Rearmed is also on the list.
I was gonna say, why are they giving away old Bionic Commando?
Yeah, I have Rearmed on my 360 actually.
It says more games coming soon too.
Yeah, they tend to add stuff.
I'm gonna pick it up Friday when I get paid.
And if you buy it early, you get those games, too.
Yeah, you still get all
the
later
games that
editions.
Come out later, you get... And it pisses me off because I just spent the $30. Everyone was saying, yeah, it goes on sale every once in a while, but I was just in a hurry to get this
Street Fighter Quest thing
going. I paid $30. Then this deal is so good, though, I went ahead and I just... I bought it again. I bought the $15 Humble Bundle.
Wow.
Jada's going to get my Ultra Street Fighter code.
But if you think about it, how much did you pay for Street Fighter?
$30.
$30. 15, so you're 45.
Yep.
You
still spent less than
freaking Destiny, and you got more games.
I knew that was happening.
I thought he was going to say then, you know, me who I bought Street Fighter every in rendition, so I've spent, you know, $200 probably on
That's
Street Fighter
ridiculous.
Nowadays by now.
If you know beforehand that they're going to come out with Ultra 2,
you know,
Ultra
I mean, when
3.
Street Fighter, you remember when Street Fighter 4 came out? We did that giant tournament. We had like 60 people show up. Like, there's no way I wasn't picking up Street Fighter 4.
That's in the beginning now. But, like, once the second one, 5 is going to do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, I'll buy the first one, and then I won't buy it again until the full final version
the
again.
The complete edition.
So, yeah.
There's a lot of controversy going on also in the video game world right now. Developer Brianna Wu claims that women... equal more video game innovation. Now, I kind of feel like this may have
been... What did she innovate?
That comment.
That's about it, yeah. She
innovated that comment.
You said video game developer Brianna Wu, right?
Yeah.
So what did she develop?
Let's see.
Because I'm unfamiliar with her res...
She sounds familiar. I just can't... I can't
Brianna
put my...
Brianna Wu.
Yeah, well, Aaron's looking that up. Basically, you know what? I don't feel... I mean, I haven't seen it yet to my... maybe disappointed in me. I haven't seen it yet because I'm so over the Gamergate thing to begin with. And then when I see... I thought it... Right when you think it's dead...
It's never dead.
It comes like a zombie, you know, that arm coming out of the grave. I'm still here. These lines still exist. And so Brianna Wu goes somewhere and says something, and it's got this whole thing rekindled again. I'm really hoping she was misquoted.
Whoa.
Like it was taking out of context?
Like not saying that, you know, just saying that women can be innovative, not in like a way of like women, games aren't innovative because
without women.
Yeah.
They're not. Yeah.
There's a difference.
I would take it as innovation as in we see what the boys do all the
we've
time.
Seen, yeah. We've
so
seen what.
Something different is from a girl's perspective. Yeah. That's innovation, in my opinion. I mean,
it's a new way of looking at something. That
again, her resume isn't that.
It looks like she's only developed one game. Yeah, and it's an iOS
game.
So
Devious Furball says she's one of the feminazi nut jobs. So that's disheartening. I mean, yeah.
She got a wiki already.
I try and see the good in people. You know, I try when people say something really, I don't know, like when your grandpa says something really racist, and you just go, oh, he was a different time.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to die soon. I mean, like, you know, so when I hear like these feminazi rants or something like that, I always think maybe she was like misquoted or maybe, you know, I don't know.
It's terrible.
Hey, Larissa.
I don't know what she was. She maybe was just trying to. Did she have a game coming out?
I don't know.
I was going to say.
Was it Revolution 60? I think is the game. Only game I saw. It's an iOS game. They tried doing a Kickstarter for a PC port.
I don't know. Randall Wu's American Vain, where she confounded Giant Space Cat. Or she co-founded Giant Space Cat. Whoever they are, independent video game development studio.
Super innovative right there.
Amanda Warren Buzzmanager. She's also a blogger, podcaster.
See?
On the matter of relating to video games.
She could be single, Aaron.
Let's get her on the show.
You could bring her back to...
no, she's married to some guy named something Wu. Oh. Frank Wu.
Frank Wu.
Known for tweets and essays on issues related to women in gaming. That's what it says she's known for.
She's not known for being a developer.
Or innovation.
Everyone deserves the benefit of the doubt. I agree. She's on board with Anita Sarkeesian, so don't hold your breath. Yeah. Unfortunately.
But I think, like I said, with Anita Sarkeesian... I hear you, Anita, but your show is boring. I'm sorry. It's just every time I try to...
The tweet of her that just killed me, where I just know she's on a level of trolling that's just beyond... She's on her own planet. I sympathize with feminists more. I lean more towards that side than I do the, you know, let's go beat up girls or whatever, you know, send them death threats side.
But
it was one tweet... that came out about the Fallout 4 building things or something like. She's like, well, imagine how much fun the game would be if you were building things not to kill, just kill people.
Oh, yeah. Who was that?
It was Anita Sarkeesian.
Oh, it was her.
Yeah. I just told you.
So, I'm reading chat. I'm not paying attention to your face.
That's just, I would put that like, that's just your own personal thing. And literally in Fallout, you can go that route. If you don't want to kill anything.
Yeah, you can.
Don't kill anything.
There's run-throughs where people do where they don't fire a single bullet.
I literally did that.
Just so I don't misquote her, it was, the Fallout 4 crafting system is cool. Imagine how much cooler it could be if it wasn't so focused on building stuff to kill other stuff.
That's the point of the game. I'm sorry.
And then it was, like, it's not.
Well, I mean, it's not the point of the game, but I mean, that's a core mechanic of the game.
Yeah, but what does she want? You want to craft food? Play Minecraft or something like that.
I'm gonna craft a cheeseburger.
This is the surrounding is a desolate wasteland where you have mutated creatures that want to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
That you can't talk out of you can't talk a mole rat down. I promise. You can't be like, hey, mole rat.
Let's be friends.
Yeah.
Let's just talk this out.
You look like you have anger issues.
Yeah. You know, what's
your relationship with your father?
Let's be friends.
Then he slits your throat with his teeth.
Yeah.
And there you go. You'll wish that you would have crafted some type of knife to take him out.
Defend yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
this is the type of person who, you know, thinks like the bear man. You ever hear about that story?
Mm-mm.
There was this guy who was like obsessed with bears, and so he became a bear researcher, and he followed this family of bears for years, and he gave them names, and he would camp next to them, and he did all these videos of him like, hey bear, and he's trying to feed them and stuff.
He had to die from them.
Yep.
Oh,
it makes perfect sense.
And it was it was all like filmed on camera.
Makes perfect sense.
Oh.
And it was sad because I heard the audio from it.
Wait, was that him and his wife?
No, him and a, like some girl was with
or
him.
Or some girl, yeah. I remember
he's
seeing
like,
that.
Oh, Carl, why would you do that? Like, he's calling it by its name as
because
it's destroying
you're,
him.
You're forgetting it's a damn bear.
Yeah, exactly.
And at the end of the day, it's a damn bear.
It doesn't see you as whatever you're, John, whatever. It's not, you know, each day it sees you, it's like, I'm going to eat that thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Eat or like, maul, I swear to God.
I'm sorry, John, but I have to eat you.
I don't know who it is. It's speaking some language. I have no idea. But if it gets closer, I'm going to maul or eat it. I guarantee you.
So,
but somebody should have tweeted to her. Her crafting that she wants is in the game. It's just designed differently. You have to get your charisma up, and the crafting that you do is your speech pattern whenever you talk to these NPCs.
Yep.
So you don't have to shoot that person.
Yeah.
When I did my run-through of New Vegas, where I didn't kill anything, it's if you said the right things, that's when it was. Now, I cheated where I would say before I talked to somebody.
To make sure.
Yeah, just to make sure. But you can say the wrong things, and they'll just be aggressive and start to attack you and stuff like that.
And then you run away.
But your crafting is you choosing the right dialogue to talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So there's her, you know, rebuttal. Like, if you want to go that way of just all-out killing, I bet you it's in there. But I bet you they also put another way to where you can talk your way through situations as well. So it's Fallout was the worst example for her to even try to.
Yeah.
If she had said, like, God of War, then she would have had an argument.
Or Call of Duty.
Yeah, other big games that are focused around nothing but killing. But Fallout
is not the one to go for.
Definitely not.
It's a post-apocalyptic world.
She's trying to hop on the Fallout bandwagon.
And get the
hype.
Mm-hmm. No, she fell off. And
which is good.
And a mole rat ate her.
And a mole rat. Yes.
We got a quick question from the chat I want to get to. What do you think of the furry community? It's a random ass question. What the hell?
I'm not going to join them, but they're not hurting anybody, to my knowledge.
As long as you don't join the sex parties, I guess. If they have sex parties, I'm not trying to put them in the box,
I guess. They make good extras in music videos.
Yeah, they do. I'm not very familiar with furries until Sack Anime.
They were all
when we
you.
Asked them to shoot the video, and I actually let them give me a giant group hug, and it felt nice. It took me back to childhood, like when Chuck E. Cheese would come up and give you a hug. This is back in the 90s where Chuck E. Cheese could hug you.
Yeah.
You know, and your parents couldn't sue him.
Not anymore.
Your parents couldn't take Chuck E. Cheese to court. But I felt
what
that.
World have we become?
I know. So oversensitive. That's why we're talking about Gamergate and this bullshit. And I want to talk about this other story that's also kind of controversial a little bit. It's from Nerd Reactor. And I saw a lot of cosplayers, because we at VGB value the cosplay community, right? We were always talking to them and hanging out and interviewing them. Basically, there's like some awareness going on because a lot of people try and get young, unknowing cosplayers like to do photo shoots.
Good Lord.
So they'll be like, hey, I'm a photographer. You know, I've been doing photo shoots. I think you're hot. I want to do your photos. Send me some nudes. That way I can know what poses to put your body in, and I'll get you all this exposure.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's the problem. I know a lot. I've known for the past, I think, 2 or 3 years, I've met a lot of girls that say they have this photographer friend, and literally, I'll just be like, because it's like, do they have this camera? And then I'll show them the camera that I bought, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's a professional camera. Like, yeah, I bought that.
No, DSLRs are less than $300 now.
Does their camera look like this?
Like everywhere. Like I have a lighting kit in my trunk, like at all times.
Costs less than $100.
It costs less than $100. So I want to tell them, like, you know what? You can literally buy this stuff for pennies on the dollar. Like, it's not expensive, and then I can make it. So whenever I did like my video at work, and I brought my light in there, and my camera, my tripod. They're like, oh, look at professional. I was like, this is two pieces right here. This is literally nothing. You know, this is a light and a camera. This is not professional.
But to the simpletons of the world.
But there's a lot of and those. And especially.
I shouldn't say the simpletons. I should say the uneducated.
Yeah, uneducated. And so I can see that with the cosplayers because they want cool pictures of themselves.
Well, they want to be like the Ivy Doom Kitties and and the Jessica Negris, and where they do these very exposed photo shoots, and
it's
so weird. Careful. There needs to be some education out there, because everybody's a photographer nowadays.
I would suggest if you're a young cosplayer and you're starting in the game, learn how to photograph yourself.
Hmm. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
It's, we just told you already that the equipment is cheap.
Right.
And there's a lot of automated things on freaking cameras.
Everything.
Well, I know Macy, for the longest time, her mother was her photographer.
Or you let your mom do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or two of you have a professional.
Do these photo shoots at the con. Like, don't go to some dude's studio.
Never
and
go
they
to...
do them always at the con, too. Yeah, you'll see them in... Oh, I was going to say, you'll see them in alleys.
Back staircases.
The backs of vans, doors open.
You do? I mean, you literally do. You'll see them in like an alleyway where they're taking... But that's
less of
scenery.
A chance of this kind of stuff happening here.
It was so sleazy. And just to the cosplayers out there, if you know a cosplayer who's young, keep an eye on them. Don't let them send their nudies to some creepo.
Yeah, don't let them send nudies to anybody.
No, let them send them to like podcast hosts. That's fine. You can send them to that because before any guest we've had on our show, I do send them an email that says, "I'd like to see pictures of you nude."
Wow, that's why we don't have that many guests.
That's
why I try to make sure I'm the person they communicate with.
Before Aaron's on the show each week, I'm like, send me the updated dick pic to make sure everything's still kosher. No,
definitely. Never. Webb, is that what you're talking about? You?
I wasn't playing it. I was watching chat. What was he saying?
He said you're sending him dick pics.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I guess that's between you two.
Well, you can see them matching today.
Wow. Yeah,
see? Yeah.
There we are wearing Star Wars shirts. Mine is a little cooler.
Wow.
Because it came in a power-up box.
It's the better movie.
Speaking of power-up box, Aaron did edit a video. I will try and pull up the link, or Webb can do it. We did another power-up box unboxing video. Probably Aaron's best. Aaron, you're on a roll lately, damn it.
Wow.
Because last weekend's Weekend Bang was easily top five.
Yeah.
Weekend
top
Bangs.
Five?
Top five.
Have you done more than...
Definitely top five in, like, quality. You had bits ready to go. I don't know.
Enjoyed
there was, a good attitude. There's a vibe in the air.
I think it was probably because I was coming off of the video game high from the night before.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie, because that, like, I watched that episode again, and just for me telling the story.
Yeah,
like,
it was good.
I was just like, oh my gosh.
And then you follow up with this video, which I think might be your best editing job, too.
I like number
two. The jokes were just crisp. In this one, the Sonic thing, like, I don't know.
That Sonic thing was serendipitous.
You're operating on a whole nother level. I encourage you to continue with that. I like it. So if you have time, go to nerdreactor.com, check out the YouTube page, and you can see our unboxing of the power-up box.
Oh, wait. It's called something else now, right?
They did recently change the name. It's like the Powered Geek Box.
Is it because of GameStop?
Power to the players.
It's so, possibly.
And their stuff was red and black. Yeah.
Yep, same color
red,
scheme
and black.
Everything.
Yeah,
I'm not surprised.
You have to be careful with that stuff.
Because GameStop's going to start one now.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
And they've already got the free publicity
and
that's
got,
been
yeah.
done.
Yeah. We've already made five power-up box openings for us. So
you guys have supported GameStop already.
I like another conversation going on in the chat. We got another question about Star Wars Battlefront. For
Who's
those of us who got
it?
To play it.
We were playing. Actually, we all played that. Well, minus you.
We played it together, the three of us.
Yeah, the three of us played.
Wait.
Before you start.
Uh-huh.
I know Jada probably played Battlefronts before.
Oh, yeah. All
you
of them.
You too?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Okay, so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he.
what's your opinion since this is your first taste into Battlefront?
I wasn't impressed.
Have you played Battlefield?
Yeah, I played Battlefield.
Okay.
I wasn't impressed with it. I don't know. Like, Ceramic actually kind of worded it best. You pretty much do everything you can in the beta. And then, you know, with the exception of different levels.
Yeah.
You know, different, you know,
well, I mean,
stages.
We haven't seen everything,
game
though.
Modes.
Game modes.
Game modes.
There's probably going to be new game modes. There will probably be more.
What about a space battle? Did they say
there's nothing space shown, but I haven't heard anything, you know.
Last I heard, there were no space battles.
Yeah,
I think they said that, too.
Yeah.
Which is
third
sad.
Third person.
Yes, third
person.
You can, and you can
so
switch
garbage.
In between right on the fly.
It's so useless.
What? Because the game originally
it's useless.
It was
third
person only.
You know what? This is what happened.
Yeah,
they
go ahead.
Said
he explained it perfectly.
They were going to do it in first person, and then the internet went nuts because Battlefront is third person.
Yes,
that's just the
is.
Way life is supposed to be. And so to make it, to coax everybody, they're like, okay, we'll give you the option to do third person. We'll pull the camera back for you. But the game was clearly designed to be a first-person game.
Yeah.
And anytime you do a shooter, we learned this a lot in GTA 5, if you put someone in first-person mode in a first-person shooter against third-person, first person's going to win.
Every time.
Actually, that was a bad analogy. It was the reverse in GTA 5 because of the damn auto-aim. People in third-person in there had a huge advantage.
But you can imagine, like, what Call of Duty did, that third-person.
Oh, I remember that crap. Yeah, that was fun, though. I
liked it. It was fun. Everybody was on even playing field because we're all third-person. But can you imagine playing Call of Duty in third-person while somebody else is sitting there first-person? Yeah. They would just light you up.
Is there iron sight in...
The weapons that we had didn't have any iron sights. The four or five weapons.
I saw a video where it showed... a stormtrooper shooting at a player, and it was like, "Oh, Battlefront is trying to stay true to the source material," and he's just like
missing
the whole time. Yeah. And the guy walks closer, and stormtrooper is just still missing, trying to dodge and shoot and missing the whole time. I was like, "This is
the
cool.
dedication." Funny thing is, though, is at least with the Hoth level, the Imperial side was way overpowered.
Yeah,
and Rebels. DICE even came out and they said that. On that level, the Rebels, they're at a severe disadvantage.
How do you make that mistake, though?
I think it's the...
I think for that, like what they messed up there is a balancing, which is good that they did a beta on that level specifically, because I think what they need to do is they need to give the Rebels more ships.
Yeah.
We need more air for the Rebels, so that way we can have more opportunities to take down the AT-ATs.
But did they on Hoth? Did they have more ships?
Well, it's different. It's different going, you know, when we're watching a movie versus playing a game.
Yeah, because you can get into an AT-AT.
You need to have the same odds
to make
so
it
that the
just
Rebels
that more
had.
Worthwhile when you pull it off.
Yes, exactly.
I don't recall Darth Vader dropping onto the battlefield though,
and getting hit by a ship.
He shouldn't have been there. They should take that out.
You know, because you can get an AT-AT and you can just wreck
and constantly.
I think what they did so good is they captured the essence of Star Wars in a first-person shooter. They did it. Yay! Yeah. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. The music is so cool. Once the Empire starts winning, the Imperial March starts playing. It feels classic in all the good, in all the right ways. But
it stays true to the source material. Right? Like
Aaron, your biggest fear was that it was going to be Call of Battlefield.
Yes.
Or in a
Battlefield Star Wars Battlefield.
Battlefield front.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And if you tell yourself it's not, it's because they put a very good facade on it.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty.
It's very pretty.
There are classes.
You can choose in the beta, but there are classes.
I heard there was going to be no...
I'm pretty sure there's classes because there was like unlocks. There was a whole unlock classes that you couldn't choose when you were there.
I don't know. They did a very good job. It's like Battlefield did a very, very convincing Battlefront cosplay.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what it was.
I'll say, like, for my two cents on it, it's good, but it's not great. It's not that next shooter.
Batfan just said it's fun, but not $60 fun.
Yeah. I was just about to ask that.
It's not.
It's
not $60
fun.
No, it's a Christmas deal. End of Christmas sale. $20-$25.
Wow.
And then it gets a resurgence in popularity.
That's sad.
I mean, it's EA. They should just release it at $30.
I'm definitely not excited. It slid down the list. Before it was Fallout 4. Battlefront.
That's bold.
And what?
Putting it two?
Yeah, I mean,
before.
Really? Come on.
I wouldn't have either, but when
I found out DICE was making it?
What'd you have in front
Are
of
Are we talking for just end of the year this year?
Yeah, for this year.
I can't even tell you what's
I expected
out,
to Halo
honest.
To be up there.
Oh, Halo's definitely my number two.
It was
I was not impressed
4.
By that beta either.
Really?
I was worried about that.
I played Halo. I didn't like the beta. I played Halo at GameStop in the Vegas con. Awesome. So changed my whole opinion of Halo 5. Like,
Call
I
really?
Loved it.
Call
it's so good. There's, like, you get, you know, as you get kills, you earn, like, these, like, currency points, and there's, like, weapon loadouts, and you can go to these weapon loadouts and buy weapons with your points. So the better you do in the match, you can go and buy an upgrade, but, you know, it's expensive, so you can't just constantly spawn with a Spartan laser or a rocket launcher, but you can go and grab a shotgun if that's your specialty, that's what you want to use. You can go and grab a shotgun every couple spawns.
Well, you guys can hear that music. It means the show is coming to an end. I want to say a big, big VGB thank you to Jada for returning. We hope you come back for more of this. Yeah, I know. It seems short.
Yeah.
Because weekend show's 2 hours. We only run an hour show. We even cut out the break in the middle so we can get more content to the good people. So if you guys want to follow us on Twitter, it's at Video Game Bang. A lot of fun stuff happening there. Facebook.com/Video Game Bang Bang. If you want to help support the show financially, we could use it. We need to get some chairs, people. Have you seen these chairs? These are actually my mother's dining room chairs that I borrowed. She has nothing. She does not sit at the dining room table. She sits on the couch now.
That's actually very comfortable, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So if you guys want to help us support us, patreon.com/videogamebang. Always go to nerdreactor.com to get all these beautiful articles that we write, reviews, all sorts of good stuff. We reviewed Magic the Gathering decks recently. Aaron had a pretty good article on Smite recently.
I just did Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax. I forgot to mention that one.
All right.
Another fighting game.
That's it. Guys, that's our show for this week's podcast. I want to thank you guys all for listening. We will see you this weekend for Aaron Carter's Weekend Bang.
Woo!